Welcome to Path to Programming, the audio supplementary materials for Introduction to Computer Science. I'm a former student that took this introductory course, and today I want to talk to you about dictionaries. Last week we talked about lists, which is a type of sequence, and this week we'll be talking about dictionaries, which is a type of collection. All sequences are collections, but not all collections are sequences. Dictionaries, like lists, are used to store data, but unlike lists, you do not need an index to access the elements. Instead, you can access the elements by using a key. Crucially, lists are ordered. It matters that one element comes before another element. Indices specify the position of each element in the list. The elements in a dictionary are stored in key and value pairs. While Python does store these key value pairs in a particular order, conceptually, we consider dictionaries to be unordered. You cannot use an index to access a dictionary. Like with sequences, you can use the in operator to check for an element. With a dictionary, though, the in keyword checks if a key is in a dictionary. Now that we've talked about the differences between collections and sequences, let's get into the nuts and bolts of dictionaries. A Python dictionary is a mutable collection that maps keys to values. This means that each value has a corresponding key which can be used to access those values. Because a dictionary is mutable, we can add, change, and remove key value pairs. An important detail to note about the mutability of dictionaries is that only values can be mutable. In case you don't remember what mutable means, it means that you can change a value after creating it. The keys, however, are not mutable. Imagine if you had a key to get into your car. If the key was changeable, then the key might not work with the car anymore. This is why it's important that the keys are mutable. We do not want to lose access to our values. To sum up, a dictionary consists of a collection of key value pairs. Each key value pair maps the key to its associated value. To create a dictionary, you will use curly brackets and you will use colons to separate the values from their keys. You will first name the key and then use the colon and then write the value. There are actually multiple ways to create a dictionary, though. The first is to name your dictionary and each key value pair. In this case, you name your dictionary and use curly brackets and then give your first key its name, use a colon, and write the corresponding value. This is the technique that we just mentioned. You can keep adding comma-separated key value pairs. Another way to initialize dictionaries is by using the DITC dict keyword. Dict is a built-in function that allows you to enter a list of key and value pairs as tuples. Finally, you can create an empty dictionary and then add pairs using an assignment statement. Simply write the name of the dictionary with the key in square brackets on the left-hand side, write the value on the right-hand side. I would suggest that you try all three ways to initialize a dictionary, depending on the problem and how many key value pairs you might need to have, you could prefer to use a different method. My favorite method was definitely creating an empty dictionary and then using square brackets to name a key and give its associated value. Another important thing to note is that a dictionary value can be of any type. This means that a value can be a string, a number, a list, or even another dictionary. Any of the data types we covered are fair game to use in your dictionary as a value type. So, if we can't use indexing, how can we access the values? A value can be retrieved from a dictionary by specifying its corresponding key in square brackets. Because dictionaries are unordered, it does not matter in which order you input your data into a dictionary. You just need the key to access it. If you refer to a key that is not in your dictionary, Python will give you an error. This type of error is specifically called a key error, since the key you are searching for does not exist. One easy way to avoid this error from occurring is to use the in operator, like you did in lists. Also, as we mentioned, dictionaries are mutable. You can change the value associated with a key, and you can also add or remove key value pairs, but you cannot change the keys. I know we're talking about a lot of concepts that apply to different parts of a dictionary, so an easy tool to help you is memory diagrams. As we mentioned in the previous weeks, memory diagrams are helpful visual tools, and if you're stuck on how key-value pair relationship works, I would suggest drawing a memory diagram for dictionaries. I always mention how helpful memory diagrams are because they were very useful for me, and this is just another instance in which I use them. So, how can you add and delete pairs from a dictionary? Or how can you change the value to an existing key? In order to add elements, you can just use the assignment statement we mentioned, where you write the name of the dictionary and use square brackets to name the key and then assign the value. To delete an element, you can use the pop method, which is the same method you would use with lists. If you want to overwrite the key for a value, you can use an assignment statement just like you did to add a new key pair value. Simply use the same key and place the new value on the right-hand side. Python also has a method called update that allows you to update a key pair value. You can also use the update method by putting in the name of the dictionary and then putting .update and using normal brackets. This method is useful to know, but you will not be using it that much. We have been talking about methods that mutate or change a dictionary after you've created it. I also want to mention some methods that do not mutate to dictionary, but are very useful as they return elements in the dictionary. If you want to get all keys, you would use the keys method, which is .keys, and it returns all the keys in the dictionary. Another method is .values or values, which returns all the values in the dictionary. These methods are extremely useful, and I would urge you to memorize them as you will be using them throughout the course. Another useful method is the get method. The get method is another way to access the values in a dictionary but prevents raising a key error if the key does not exist. The get method is not too important for this class, but it can come in very handy. Finally, the methods that we mentioned returned the key value pairs as tuples. The three methods, keys, values, and items, are really powerful, and you will be using the latter two a lot when you are iterating. The most limiting part of a dictionary can be the keys. If you enter a key that does not exist, you will get a key error, as we mentioned before. Always check if a key exists before you extensively use that key in your code. Another limiting part of keys is that you can only have one key with a given name, meaning that you cannot have two different keys with the same name. Each key must have a unique name, therefore duplicate keys are not allowed. This is because a dictionary maps each key to a corresponding value, so it doesn't make sense to map a particular key more than once. Also, the keys of a dictionary must be of a type that is immutable, because as you recall, keys are immutable. So, you can't have a key that is a list because they are mutable. This means a key has to be immutable type like integer, float, string, or boolean. Most types that we are used to using are immutable, so this shouldn't be a problem when you're coding, but just a detail that I want you to keep in mind. Up to now, we have learned what a dictionary is, different ways to create a dictionary, how to use the key-value pair, and why they are so powerful. The last thing you will be doing with dictionaries is to iterate over them, generally using a for loop. You can iterate through keys separately or values separately or the key-value pairs together. When you are iterating through the keys in the dictionary, you can iterate directly over the dictionary. You don't need to use the method keys as we mentioned. An example snippet of code would be for key in my dictionary. Again, you don't need to use the .keys method. However, if you're iterating through values, then you will need to use the .values method. An example of snippet code for this would look like for value in my dictionary dot values. The same is true when you're iterating through items, the key and value pairs, where you have to specify in your code that you're iterating through items by using the dot items method. Here we are at the end of another episode. Today we talked about dictionaries, which is another very important data type in Python, alongside lists. Lists and dictionaries are quite similar, as they store a lot of data, but you access the data in very different ways. List elements are accessed by indexing, which is based on the order in which you enter the data. whereas dictionary elements are accessed by a key that is associated with them, so they do not depend on the order in which you enter the data. This is one of the greatest advantages of using a dictionary. But because of these differences, in some instances, it might be better to use a dictionary or a list, and you should familiarize yourself with both so that you can choose which one to use accordingly. We also talked about methods that are very important and useful for dictionaries, such as pop, update, values, keys, and items. So make sure you know all of these. Make sure you memorize their names and their purposes. Also, make sure that you're comfortable creating dictionaries with the three different ways we mentioned. Thank you so much for listening this week.